Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. This hour, we're getting acquainted with three 14th century French songs that begin with the exact same two words, en attendant, while waiting. As it turns out, the three songs have a lot more in common than their opening words, including a common musical ancestor. Come along as we explore mysterious connections between pieces that also display the fascinating rhythmic and textual complexities of the Ars Subtilior style. We'll hear music that defies categorization and creates a haunting, otherworldly atmosphere for the listener who can surrender to it. Bruce Dickey and Concerto Palatino played Giovanni Gabrieli's six-voice Sacra Sinfonia No. 35, titled Miserere Mei Deus, subtitled De Tempore, on their 2020 release entitled Nature's Secret Whispering, Music in the Cosmology of Johannes Kepler. This episode of Harmonia is about mysterious connections between songs, specifically four 14th century French songs. We'll begin with a very popular, widely traveled, and tantalizingly anonymous three-voiced rondeau, a specific scheme of rhyming French poetry of the 14th century that begins Espérance qui en mon cœur s'embat, hope which enters into my heart. A line of text and music that you'll hear return three times in the course of 4.5 minutes. We are very grateful that Blue Heron director Scott Metcalf and Les Delices director Deborah Nagy have shared this recording of a live performance of this touching rondeau with singer Jason McStutz joining harpists Scott and Deborah in Cleveland, Ohio in 2015. Jason McStutz sang the anonymous Espérance qui a mon cœur s'emba, with Deborah Nagy and Scott Metcalf playing harps in a performance in Cleveland, Ohio in 2015. The other three songs on this hour's program, all by different composers, are related to the one we just heard. Mysteriously, they all begin with the words en attendant, while waiting, followed by an identifiable quotation. Despite very different origins, it's not impossible that their composers may have been acquainted, since musicians traveled widely in the 14th century. The first En attendant chanson is by the nearly completely unknown Johannes Galliot, who, despite being nearly completely unknown, is for some reason wrongly credited with all three En attendant songs in one very important source. Perhaps they were all waiting for Galliot. Galliot's song shares the same poetic form as the anonymous Espérance rondo we just heard, so once again you'll hear its first line repeat three times. Its lines have the same number of syllables as the model and share one of its two rhymes, and the theme of hope in battle with danger echoes its source.
Oh.
The Medieval Ensemble of London performed Johannes Galliot's En attendant la mer la douce vie on their recording Ce diaboli chant, recorded in the early 1980s but re-released in 2008 by L'Oiseau Lyre. The other two En attendant songs are in the longer medieval poetic form of the ballade, typically a three-verse form in which each verse ends with the same line of poetry, yet now heard in a different context with a different rhetorical effect. Philippus de Caserta's En attendant souffrir m'estue, While Waiting I Suffer, was written for Bernabò Visconti, whose motto was, in fact, Souffrir m'estue. The Ferrara Ensemble, directed by Crawford Young, performed Philippus de Caserta's En attendant souffrir m'estoué for the 2016 release called Figures of Harmony. You can hear highlights from recent and archival concert recordings of early music on Harmonia Uncut, our bi-weekly podcast, curated and hosted by Wendy Gillespie. Listen online at harmoniaearlymusic.org and through iTunes. You're listening to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Our final En attendant chanson is by Jakob Senlesch. You might hear distinct melodic echoes of both Philippus de Caserta's ballade and the original Espérance Rondeau. You might listen to the insistent repetition of the words en attendant in the first verse and wonder about how we know where the words fit into the music. You might listen for the word espérance at the beginning of each of the three verses, quoting both text and music of our original Espérance Rondeau. Alternately, just close your eyes, get comfortable, and let the beautiful melodies and the rhythmic complexity of the Ars Subtilior style fill your consciousness for the next 12 minutes.
Oh,
It's no wonder that the designation Ars Subtilior, or subtle art, caught on as a descriptor of this intricate, intimate, timeless music. We heard the ensemble Blue Heron, specifically singer Owen McIntosh, with a bray harp, that's the buzzy thing, and a lute on the other two parts of this ballade by Jakob Senlesch on the recording A 14th Century Salmagundi, a 2020 release on Blue Heron's own label. And now for a complete change in style and era. We turn to our release of the week, music of late 17th and early 18th century French composer Jacques Morel, whom history has nearly lost in the shadow of his famous teacher and viola da gamba virtuoso, Marin Marais. The ensemble La Spagna, four players, flute, viols, and harpsichord, released a disc in 2018 for Brilliant Classics that includes the first recording of three suites from Morel's first book of music for viol, which was published in 1709. Here are two movements from his third suite in D major.
Thank you.
We heard the prelude and saraband L'Aurore from Jacques Morel's third suite in D major. We'll end with La Spagna's rendering of Morel's Chacun en Trio in G major, by far his best known and most performed composition.
Thank you.
Jacques Morel's Chaconne en Trio in G major from our featured recording, the 2018 Brilliant Classics release Morel, Premier Livre de Pièces de Viol by the ensemble La Spagna. Harmonia is a production of WFIU. Support comes from Early Music America, a national organization that advocates and supports the historical performance of music of the past, the community of artists who create it, and the listeners whose lives are enriched by it. On the web at earlymusicamerica.org. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org. And you can follow our Facebook page by searching for Harmonia Early Music. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Wendy Gillespie. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our production team, Luann Johnson, Wendy Gillespie, Aaron Kane, and John Bailey. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.